Welcome to the Opsonomics Podcast, where we explore the latest trends and best practices in process improvement, data analytics, change management, Lean Six Sigma, and more. Each week, we'll bring you interviews with industry experts and thought leaders, as well as practical tips and advice for implementing these techniques in your own organization. Whether you're a business manager, consultant, or just curious about how to drive efficiency and effectiveness, this is the podcast for you. Today on the Opsonomics Podcast, we will be covering business excellence. From achieving superior performance through continuous improvement, to the principles of business excellence, and the role of champions in business excellence. First off, what is business excellence? It's the continuous pursuit of improved performance in all aspects of a company's operations. It involves setting high goals and standards, continuously evaluating and improving processes, and aligning the company's practices and culture with its goals. The goal of business excellence is to achieve the best possible results in terms of customer satisfaction, quality, efficiency, innovation, and stakeholder value. There are various frameworks and models that organizations can use to guide their pursuit of business excellence. One well-known framework is the Baldrige Performance Excellence Program, which was developed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, in the United States. The Baldrige program provides a framework for organizations to assess their performance and identify areas for improvement across 7 categories: leadership, strategic planning, customer focus, measurement, analysis and knowledge management, workforce focus, and process management. Another widely used model is the European Foundation for Quality Management's EFQM, excellence model, which is based on the principles of total quality management, TQM. The EFQM model provides a holistic approach to business excellence, with a focus on 9 criteria: leadership, people management, policy and strategy, partnerships and resources, processes, products and services, customer results, people results, and society results. The Lean Six Sigma methodology is another popular approach to business excellence that combines the principles of lean manufacturing and Six Sigma to eliminate waste and defects in business processes. This methodology involves identifying and eliminating waste and defects in processes through data-driven decision-making and continuous improvement. Achieving business excellence requires a commitment to continuous improvement at all levels of the organization. This involves setting clear goals and objectives, measuring and tracking progress, and implementing changes based on data and feedback. It also requires a culture of excellence, with a focus on teamwork, collaboration, and open communication. To achieve business excellence, organizations must also focus on customer satisfaction and continuously seek ways to exceed customer expectations. This involves understanding customer needs and preferences and developing products and services that meet or exceed their expectations. It also involves providing excellent customer service and continuously seeking ways to improve the customer experience. To achieve long-term success with business excellence, some fundamental values and practices must guide an organization's pursuit of superior performance, and they include these 8 principles. 1. Customer focus. A key principle of business excellence is putting the customer at the center of everything the organization does. This involves understanding customer needs and preferences and continuously seeking ways to exceed customer expectations. 2. Leadership. Effective leadership is critical for driving business excellence. Leaders must set a clear vision and direction for the organization, inspire and motivate employees, and create a culture that supports continuous improvement. 3. Continuous improvement. Achieving business excellence requires a commitment to continuous improvement at all levels of the organization. This involves identifying areas for improvement, measuring and tracking progress, and implementing changes based on data and feedback. 4. Innovation. Businesses that excel are always looking for new and better ways of doing things. Innovation drives competitiveness and helps organizations stay ahead of the curve. 5. Collaboration. Working together as a team and fostering collaboration across departments and functions is essential for driving business excellence. 6. Open communication. Open and transparent communication is crucial for building trust and fostering a culture of excellence. It enables employees to work together effectively and helps identify and solve problems quickly. 7. Integrity. Business excellence requires acting with integrity in all aspects of the organization's operations. This includes being honest, ethical, and transparent in business practices and decisions. 8. Responsibility. Organizations that strive for business excellence take responsibility for their actions and the impact they have on stakeholders, including customers, employees, shareholders, and the community. By adhering to these principles, organizations can create a culture of excellence and continuously improve their performance to achieve superior results. However, at this point, champions becomes necessary in leading initiatives that drive business excellence. But who is a champion? A champion is an individual who is passionate about driving change and improvement in an organization. They are often seen as the driving force behind successful initiatives, leading teams and influencing others to achieve a common goal. In the context of business excellence, champions play a crucial role in helping an organization reach its full potential. The role of a champion in business excellence can be divided into three main areas: advocating for change, leading initiatives, and mentoring others. First and foremost, champions are advocates for change. They have a deep understanding of the organization's strengths and weaknesses, and they can identify areas where improvement is needed. They are also able to clearly articulate the benefits of making changes and can persuade others to get on board with their vision. This ability to inspire and motivate others is a key aspect of the champion's role in driving business excellence. In addition to advocating for change, champions also lead initiatives that are aimed at improving the organization. They can develop strategies and plans for achieving specific goals, and they are able to rally teams and resources to implement these plans. Champions can coordinate the efforts of various teams and departments, ensuring that everyone is working together towards the same objective. This ability to drive progress and get things done is essential for achieving business excellence. Finally, champions are also mentors and teachers. They can share their knowledge and experience with others, helping them to develop the skills and competencies needed to drive change and improvement in the organization. Through mentoring, champions can help others understand the importance of business excellence and how it can be achieved. They can also provide guidance and support to others who are leading initiatives, helping them to overcome challenges and achieve success. In conclusion, the pursuit of business excellence involves continuously improving performance in all aspects of a company's operations through setting high goals and standards, evaluating and improving processes, and aligning practices and culture with goals. Achieving business excellence requires a commitment to continuous improvement at all levels of the organization, as well as a focus on customer satisfaction and a culture of excellence. Champions remain a driving force in as they influence others to achieve a common goal through advocating for change, leading initiatives, mentoring others, and helping organizations reach their full potential and achieve business excellence. Join us again soon on the next Opsonomics podcast. We will be covering leadership and human resource management. If you have benefited from today's podcast, kindly share with your colleagues and peers. Thank you.